From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Four hospitals come under attack. The United Nations says nearly 50 people were killed in missile attacks on medical facilities in northern Syria Monday. A 30-bed hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was destroyed. Here's an agency official.
So the hospital was bombed this morning 3 to 4 times, almost completely destroyed. 7 people were dead.
3 other medical facilities were damaged by what rebels say were targeted airstrikes by the Assad regime. The UN envoy to Syria is making an unannounced visit to Damascus for talks on implementing a ceasefire set to start later this week. Stefan de Mistura arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital. Turkey is conducting a third consecutive day of cross-border airstrikes on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. It is warning of a harsh response if Kurdish-led forces do not retreat from their positions near the border. The Kurdish YPG militia has taken over large amounts of territory from Islamist rebels along Syria's border with Turkey in recent days. The advance has alarmed Turkey, which accuses the group of having links to the PKK, a Kurdish rebel group viewed as terrorists by Turkey. Turkey worries the Kurds may be trying to set up a separate region along the border. Ugandan police briefly detained opposition presidential candidate Kizza Besigye on Monday as he campaigned in Kampala. Witnesses said police fired tear gas during a campaign event and took the candidate into custody. He was later freed. A police official accused Besigye of violating campaign rules. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has welcomed the leaders of all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations to California for a summit meeting. Mr. Obama and the ASEAN leaders will meet for 2 days discussing a wide range of issues: territorial disputes in the South China Sea and China's increasing activities there will be a key topic.
Here at this summit, we can advance our shared vision of a regional order where international rules and norms, including freedom of navigation, are upheld, and where disputes are resolved through peaceful legal means.
Leaders will also discuss North Korea's recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. European Council leader Donald Tusk says there is a real danger of the European Union breaking up over 2 issues: an agreement to keep Britain in the Union and the strain caused by mass migration. Tusk spoke in Bucharest just days ahead of a key EU summit. He called it a critical moment.
It is natural in negotiations that positions harden as we get closer to crunch time. But the risk of breakup is real, because this process is indeed very fragile. Handle with care. What is broken cannot be mended.
Donald Tusk. Ukraine's political crisis deepened Monday with the resignation of the Deputy Prosecutor General. Henry Ridgewell takes a look.
The resignation of Ukraine's Deputy Prosecutor General follows a similar move by Economy Minister Ivaras Abramovicius earlier this month, who at the time accused loyalists of Ukraine's president of widespread corruption.
I think we really need to use this opportunity to bring in a completely different set of people with a completely different mindset.
That opportunity could come Tuesday when Parliament convenes to debate a report on the coalition government's performance, which could force a confidence vote. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Former U.S. President George W. Bush has re-entered the American political scene to boost his brother Jeb's bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. He appeared at a nighttime rally to support Jeb Bush's campaign in South Carolina, where Republicans are holding a presidential primary on Saturday.
These are tough times, and I understand that Americans are angry and frustrated. But we do not need someone in the Oval Office who mirrors and inflames our anger and frustration. This is a serious election for a serious job.
The former president had stayed away from politics until leaving office in 2009. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.